All right, what about talking about wheat, a quantity, a unit of measure?
Mm-hmm.
A farmer would say, we got so many what off the field. What are corn and wheat?
Bales
or something else being able to do?
Bushels?
Sure, okay. All right, talking about oats. What would you say you did to oats to separate the grain part from the rest of it? You say something like thrash?
Yeah, thrash.
Okay. All right. I want to ask you about some expressions that use pronouns. Like, if you not using any names, if we had to do something, we had to do a job together, you'd say that and have to do this.
You and I?
Sure, okay. In other words, the job's not just for one of us, it's for
both of us.
Okay. Say if you and another fellow were coming over to see me, and he was here in the room, again, without using names, you say that and I'm coming over.
He and I.
And if you were going to identify yourself without using your name, say you knocked on the door and I was inside and you knew that I'd know the sound of your voice, I'd say, who's that? You'd say, oh, open the door, it's just
me.
Okay. Or if you were identifying some other fellow who's knocking on the door, you'd say, that's just
him.
Okay. And if it's a girl, they'll say it's just
her.
And if it's several people, it's just
us.
Or are you pointing at somebody else now? It's just
them.
Sure. Okay. And talking about possession, if something belongs to me, you would say that's
yours.
Okay. If it belongs to both of us, it's
ours.
If it belongs to them, it's
theirs.
If it belongs to him, it's
his.
And if it belongs to her,
hers.
Okay. All right. Comparing how tall you are, you might say, well, he's not as tall as
I am.
Or the other way around, I'm not as tall as
he is.
Okay. Or comparing how well you can do something, you might say that he can do it better than
I can.
Okay. What about, say if you said that you ran track, what if somebody was running and after the second mile he just had to stop, that was it? You say that 2 miles is the
limit.
Okay. Say if several people have been over to see you and they're about to leave. If you were talking to them as a group, you might say, well, come back again sometime.
You come back again sometime.
Okay. Or would you ever say anything besides that if you're talking to several people? You come back again?
Y'all.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Okay. What about the possessive act? If you're asking a group of people if they own something together, maybe like you look out the window and you see a car, you might turn to them and ask, is that from?
A group of people.
Yeah. Like if they all own something together.
Is that your car?
Okay. You ever see anything with y'all there? To me, you know, like they own something?
Is that y'all's car?
Sure. Okay. Have you ever heard people around here say y'all's?
Yeah.
Is that the way they say it?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all's. But you don't hear that as much as y'all.
Mm-hmm.
What about if I had been to a party and you didn't get to go and I was telling you about it and you wanted to know who was at the party? What would you ask me?
Who was there?
Okay. What if I had been to hear a speaker and you didn't get to go and I was telling you about it and you wanted to know what he said? What would you ask me?
What did he say?
Okay. Did you ever say anything like, who all was there, or what all did he say?
Yeah, who all was there.
And the other thing?
What all did he say?
Okay. And this expression, if you might say, well, if no one else will look out for them, then they've got to look out for
themselves.
Yeah. Or if no one else will do it for them, he's got to do it
himself.
Okay. What do you call this stuff that's made out of flour and you make it in loaves?